The Falcons carry a little bit of momentum into this weekend's series at Bemidji State, where they will face a very tough Beavers team. Defenseman and assistant captain Phil Bogey talked with the Flight Path about how the team was feeling after Saturday's win over Arizona State and what they're looking for against Bemidji this weekend.
The difference, I guess, in the emotions from tonight after the game to last night after the game.
We could definitely feel good about this one because I thought we played a lot harder. We played a lot smarter tonight. We didn't drop a bomb in the third period like we did last night and kind of squeaked the win out. So I'd say that we definitely feel better about this one than yesterday.
Good. Probably good going into the road trip you're going to be facing next week.
Yep.
Which
got some good mo going into the next week. So we know Bemidji's going to be a tough opponent. They're going to be a top team in the country. So we're going to have to bring our A game and do our best up there. So.
Next, assistant captain and forward Eric Baskin shared his thoughts on the Arizona State series as well as his outlook on Bemidji State.
More complete game, probably the most complete game we've played all year for sure. So us as a group, we're pretty happy after that one. Definitely a different feeling going down the stretch with the lead. Mm-hmm. Last night was just holding on for dear life. Mm-hmm. Tonight was more, we felt more in control and felt just more confident out there. And which is great for the beginning of the season. Even though we got a bunch of veteran guys, still got to get that the confidence back, winning games, tight games in the end.
Yeah, I thought there were a couple swings kind of toward the end of the first period. They got that goal, and all of a sudden it's like, oh boy. And, I mean, I thought the battle, especially from second period on, was really, really something.
Yeah, for sure.
Even in light of a goal not counting.
Right. Yeah, it's a game of momentum. I mean, you saw that we got that goal, and then they called it off, and it was kind of, we were kind of like, oh, what do we do? Where do we go from here? And we kind of just on the bench got together and said, doesn't matter, keep going, and ended up getting the next one. And, I mean, that line, that Harper line was unbelievable all night, and those guys kind of set the tone, honestly, for the whole team. Mm-hmm. Harper, Bloomer, Jaeger, just a hardworking, big line. Mm-hmm. Getting after it all night, they were unbelievable.
Mm-hmm. It seems like your line has really found some chemistry, too. I mean, you got your third one already tonight. So what's working for you guys?
Yeah, I don't know. Just keeping it simple, I think, is our key. I played with Giesler a lot last year. I played with Ledford a ton over my career. Mm-hmm. So it's nice. Kind of have played with those guys, kind of know their tendencies, but we're just trying to keep it simple. When we complicate things, that's when we get in trouble, turn pucks over. So I think that's just the key for us.
Okay. But going in next weekend, I mean, not an easy place to play and a tough team to play against again.
Yeah.
Not that there are easy teams that
you face.
But they're, I mean, you know, mindset going into that now. You guys a little energized by this?
Yeah, I mean, we're excited. After four games to be 3-0-1 is awesome. Those aren't easy teams. You can see they didn't hand it to us. We're excited going in next weekend. We heard that Toller just told me they tied tonight and beat Duluth last night, tied them tonight. So they're a heck of a team. Coach said they might be top 15 by next week. So we're excited to just go in, put our best foot forward.
You've been listening to our interviews with assistant captains Phil Bogey and Eric Baskin of the Falcons. Take on Bemidji State this weekend up in the Great White North. These interviews have been brought to you by Kostoff & Company, serving all your home loan needs across the Front Range with offices in Colorado Springs and Denver. You can reach them at 720-279-5961. Be sure and tell Kevin or Derek that the Flight Path sent you.